Let's head over to U.S. Staffing. Benjamin Jones and Jim, don't call me Chad Henny Dolson, standing by.
You know, it would be a fun thing to watch. It'd be, of course, it'd come at the.
Hey, we got to get your picks today too.
Well, yeah, yeah. Well, I,
you know mine.
I never bet against Tom Brady.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah. So. Yep. Yep. That's my pick. So not the Bucks necessarily, but Brady.
So
yeah.
You take Tom Brady. Okay.
Yep.
Tom Brady versus the field. So
we'll see. And then this has got it. Man, this has got to be close to his last year. How old is he? 44?
Three.
Wow. 43.
I think he's 43.
Yeah. I don't know. He's.
Yeah, but
I don't know how he does it.
He looks like he's 23.
He does.
Man.
He's got a good.
When I grow up.
He's got a good doctor.
That's right. Yeah.
Good doctor. That's right.
Well, Greg, we thought it'd be interesting to talk about some of the funny and even weird habits people have developed in their life.
Oh, boy.
So take these for example. Some people put their little pinky while they lift up their little pinky while they're drinking from a glass. Who knows why? I mean, but next time you're at dinner in a restaurant, because we can do that now, take a look around and see if that's true. But
I have to admit, I think I do this.
You do?
I think I do this.
You don't. You
English tea
no.
time.
I think I do.
Okay.
It's one of those things I've been like, why do I? Anyways. All right. How about this habit, Greg? This one I've seen before, cutting off the crust of bread before eating it, like with a sandwich. I'm not sure where that came from, but it's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that, Greg?
I don't know. I eat everything in the utensils.
Even the napkin, right? Right.
Kitchen sink sandwich. That's right.
Yeah, I'd always.
Yeah, well, I don't know why. People have an aversion to that crust. Who knows?
Yeah, I have no idea. Well, this next person admits to a very soothing and mindless habit, and that's popping bubble wrap. And we've all done this.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those packing bubbles you get in your online purchases from
Amazon. Isn't that why we buy those purchases?
That's half the reason why we do it. So let's just admit sometimes we all do the mind-numbing comfort thing of popping those little bubbles.
Can't wait for my next Amazon shipment. Well, listen, speaking of habits, that's what we're talking about today, Greg. If you recall, the first few months of the pandemic, a year ago now, forced businesses to make changes to their customers' experience. Nearly a year later now, many of those changes have become habits. And because habits tend to stick, Ben, even with vaccine rollouts, many companies face a changing landscape that's going to be there forever. It's not going to necessarily go back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, you know, so in other words, there's a lot of new habits formed by consumers, and businesses should realize those habits are not changing back, at least anytime soon.
Right. Yeah. So today we're getting our material from an article that's titled "COVID Has Forever Changed the Customer Experience. Here's How Companies Can Continue to Adapt." It's from a guy named Tim Calkins over at Ben's alma mater over there at Northwestern University.
At the 0-9 Northwestern.
Yeah, those Wildcats tearing up the court.
That's right. Well, we're talking about new habits of consumers and what it means for companies that provide a service. You know, restaurants, retail stores, grocery stores, gas stations, and even staffing agents.
That's us.
One of the changes that is mentioned by the article in this retail industry.
Yeah, so a lot of focus in this particular article on how retail has changed and might be changing. You know, with all of us being forced to buy items online and realizing that it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be, you know, we're not just going to waltz back into those brick and mortar shopping habits that we had before. Most of us we've grown to like the online experience, Ben. Purchasing clothes, shoes, coats, whatever, it's not as intimidating as we thought. So retail businesses, beware. Consumers are not likely to crowd back into stores after the pandemic has ended.
Yeah, I think I could plaster my walls with Amazon boxes.
Yeah.
Into every room.
Get a lot of recycling action there.
Yet another aspect changing for retail business is how items are branded and sold. So think about how grocery shopping for a moment, you know, the traditional model.
Mm-hmm.
Grocers intentionally place top-selling items or promotional items on shelves so that customers can easily touch them and see them and
pop look at like right in front of me when I walk by them.
But retail sales is often driven by visibility on the shelf. In online ordering, grocery stores are learning to drive sales a little bit differently than they used to.
Yeah, for sure. You know, in fact, think about this. Many people today entering the store to do the shopping are proxies. You know, they're the stand-in shoppers.
Yeah,
for the consumer. They're not really the consumer. They're just the stand-in.
They're using Shipt and
Right. So these are the people sent to the store to buy groceries for someone else. Those stand-in shoppers, they don't care about promotional items. And they just want to get in quick and get out because they're on the hour. You know, they get paid that way. So they don't care about those promotional items, and they're there to quickly shop for a specific brand or an item. They want items that are easy to find, and the curbside delivery service has to be excellent. It's almost like they want like a warehousing experience more than a shopping experience.
Yes.
When they go in there.
Yes. Make it more organized.
I got to get there, get that, get out.
So finally, another area changing for service industries is the customer experience. And I think for sure this is absolutely true in the short run here in the future. But pre-COVID, customer in-store experience was often defined by terms like fun and exciting. Think about the music that displays and the lighting, et cetera. It all says fun, welcome, come in, stay a while.
Come on back, shop for a while.
Enjoy yourself. But now the experience is about care and safety everywhere you go. Retailers need to place more value on keeping people safe than they do fun, at least in the next short run, I think.
These times are changing. So the author of this article makes a good final point. He says, you know, as the dust settles and post-COVID reality sets in, companies that experimented will have many more tools at their disposal. So the ones who experimented, tried some different things, established, you know, fell into those habits that people like, they're the ones who are going to be surviving and thriving.
Early adopters. So, yeah, that's for sure. Well, if you're an employee looking for a fresh start in this new reality that's facing us, contact us. Give us a call. Or if you're an employer that needs more employees to build your products or deliver your services, we can help. At U.S. Staffing, we match the right person to the right opportunity. Jim, how can folks find us here in the Jackson area?
Yeah, so Ben, if business leaders and potential team members want to contact us, they can find us on Facebook at U.S. Staffing Agency. They can live chat with us on our website at usstaffingagency.com, or come on over to our Jackson location at 707 North Wisner. Greg, we're now open for walk-ins, like we said last week.
Right.
No appointment needed. Our number is 787-6150.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Greg, have a great week.
Greg.
U.S. Staffing, they've got jobs available for you. And again, you can walk in or you can give them a call. You don't want to head over there on Wisner.